The ticket.
Oh no!
Did our computer get COVID-19?
The ticket.
Oh, it's so a quick recovery.
Sometimes it freezes.
What are you doing over there? Did you just toot and you're fanning it?
No. I had food go down the wrong hole.
In your butt?
You know when you're a kid, didn't it seem like that when you ate, things would go down the wrong hole more often than
absolutely.
They do now?
Absolutely.
Why is that?
You have to ask.
We weren't really good at eating back then.
Still
I don't
learning.
Know.
You have to ask your food, do you know where you are?
Yeah, you do. All the time it used to happen, though.
It's like trying to learn unfamiliar roads, though, you know? You have to go down the path a few times before you get the hang of it. You're young, you don't know any better.
I guess so. All right, so I got an email or a text from my sister.
Hey, now.
How's she doing?
She's hanging in there. She is a nurse, and she is masked up every day and, you know, doing that thing.
Right.
So she sent me, and I forwarded this to you guys as well. She sent me a text that said, Denver 2020, prohibition lasted 1 hour. Never forget. And I'm like, what? She said, so they tried to close the liquor stores and the dispensaries up in Colorado, because obviously she lives in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
It was anarchy. Lines of people around the blocks from stores. People buying tons of booze all before the closure the next morning. It was crazy. Then the governor decided that was a bad plan, so he had them stay open.
Essential businesses, Corby.
Why would he ever think that that was a good idea?
I don't know,
in that
man.
Situation, I assume it came from at least reasonably good intentions, and then the ramifications of his decision quickly became clear to him.
And sometimes you just run things up the flagpole and see how the public reacts, and then you have the right to change your mind.
Man,
it's a check balance, you know? It's like, okay, we try this. Oh, there's going to be anarchy and people are going to die because they can't get weed. Yeah, let's just go ahead and reopen.
Yeah, and I would probably even start with the liquor stores just because, in general, that's more, I suppose, accepted as a society. But just, and I don't necessarily know the ins and outs of the dispensary game and just all that. So let me just stick with liquor stores. If you closed all those off pretty much anywhere while everyone's stuck in their homes, I would think you would probably get an awful lot of blowback anywhere in the country, right? Anywhere in the world.
Yeah, you would. Let's see. Hours after Denver Mayor Michael Hancock announced liquor stores and recreational marijuana dispensaries would close across the city in an attempt to slow the spread of coronavirus, his office reversed course. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he expected the lines. Yeah, that was the problem, is that people, it was like the photos that we saw of people at Mi Casino waiting on their Mambo taxis to be delivered outside where they were 1 inch away from each other.
How is that legal? Getting to-go liquor?
Dude, everybody's...
Like cocktails?
Yes.
Are they sealed? Yeah. I mean, how do you get away with that?
I've not done it yet.
I think it's been temporarily okayed, right?
Oh, yeah.
We ordered margaritas, and they wrapped them up real
okay.
tight.
Okay, you can't leave
with
an open...
They're supposed to be sealed.
Yeah, you can't leave with an open container.
Yeah, but still...
Man, I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily enforced, though, where I was at.
No, I don't think so either. It is just a way for these restaurants to make money. But then why couldn't you say, well, it would never work at a bar, because no one would do that.
And you have to sell a certain percentage of food to be able to do that, too. Like, if you're just a bar, you can't do to-go alcohol.
Right. But it is really weird that we've laxed the law. I mean, we are so adamant about drinking and driving, as we should be, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And
so is that a municipality call?
No. I don't know. I know Dallas does it. And obviously Ty Arlington does it.
Yeah.
Coppell.
Is it statewide?
I don't know, but I do know Saturday I was sent to our favorite spot to go grab some Saturday night grub, and that was a really bad idea. Not, you know, well, first of all, let's keep all our businesses going. I get that. But, man, it was total chaos Saturday night with 25 dudes like me hovering outside the front door of Eatery and many of them getting the four tray of margs or whatever they're getting to go. And it's just nobody knows whose order is. It's just chaos. Hopefully it's been more streamlined.
It's very 1975 sounding, where you're going to grab margaritas from the restaurant and walking out with them and no big deal and getting in your car with a straw and just let's go to town.
And let's just say, in normal circumstances, Corby, the language barrier at your favorite restaurants is not a real deal breaker.
Right.
But when there are 30 to-go orders and English seems to perhaps be a bit of a barrier, it's chaos.
Dude, yeah. That's weird, though. Like, some of these restaurants, I wonder if they're doing... Like today, I went to Potbelly down the road here, and I grabbed the takeout sandwich, and I asked him, I go, so what are y'all doing business-wise? And he said, about 15% of what we normally would.
15%?
Yeah.
That's not
I think that's across the board, because I've heard the same thing.
It's not even enough to pay the employees that are there making your food.
Dang. I mean, they're,
and your electric bill?
You're talking about a skeleton crew of nothing.
Were they letting you go through the line and order like normal?
I ordered on the phone.
Okay, so they're just are they just taking online and phone, or
I don't know, but I've only done it that way. I've only ordered previously, and then it's ready. They're sitting right there. You pay over the phone, and you just grab your bag and
give
leave.
Them the finger and leave.
Yeah, we lick each other's fingers, and then thank you.
Well, that just defeated the purpose. Well, hell.
But yeah, good try, Denver. Good try.
Can you imagine if they did that here?
This guy's telling me his eatery has sold gallons of margs.
Oh, I can. As soon as they opened this up, whenever it was, a week ago or 10 days ago, I knew it would do big business, especially from the Mexican food places.
Because of the marg.
Because of the margarita. 100%.
It's one of those things that you just don't make them the same way at home.
No, everybody has their favorite Mexican food place. And you get sucked into whatever drink they're serving, and that's your go-to drink when you go out to eat there. And, yeah, people can't get enough of that stuff. I wonder if Mi Casino is making, if they're doing okay.
I wonder if I could sell just, like, vodka on the rocks out of my house.
Like a lemonade stand?
Yeah, or just, you know, it's vodka
on the rocks. On the rocks.
And if you want a splash of water, I can do that.
Right.
But
I mean, I guess you could. But
$10.
Why wouldn't they just? Well, that's the thing. Why are they buying? I don't know. I guess you're just so, like I said, you're so addicted to the normalcy of your favorite margarita.
Well, okay, it's the same thing. Why can't I just make their queso at home? Because you can't.
Right.
It never works out the same.
No.
Same with the marg.
Never does.
Well, you need to work on your queso game.
Trust me, dude.
Like.
I have tried perfecting it. It's the hardest thing in the world.
Doesn't work. All right. Let's start the program next.